I am appalled by the Gary Condit story. The whole fascination with sleaze, scandal, and sensationalism appalls me. I forced myself to be appalled while I watched all 60 minutes of Congressman Condit's interview on Thursday night. If you're going to be appalled, you have to apply yourself. There were moments in that hour when my determination to be appalled began to flag, but I persisted. I watched Congressman Condit parry, dodge, and dance. During a commercial, I got hungry. I stepped into the kitchen for a small carton of strawberry yogurt, but I opened the refrigerator door and was appalled to see only strawberry vanilla, which is not the same thing at all. I reported back to the sofa, still hungry, still appalled. Then I appalled myself further by watching the entire 30-minute newscast that recapped the interview. They replayed statements from the congressman we'd just seen a few moments before. They interviewed a political analyst. They interrupted people in the congressman's Washington, D.C. neighborhood who were probably just stepping out for a late-night double-decaf skinny no-foam latte to ask what they thought. And they stopped people on the street in Mr. Condit's congressional district in California who hadn't heard the speech because, of course, it's 3 hours earlier in California. Still, no one said they had no opinion. They all sounded appalled. Then they introduced a voice stress analyst. She said the congressman had sounded nervous, I'm sure. I was so appalled, I fell asleep before I could see Nightline special coverage. I tried to recover from that lapse by arising early and checking the newspapers to confirm that the Cubs had lost appallingly to Milwaukee, so I could safely forego watching ESPN's baseball highlights and treat myself instead to watching the clips of Congressman Condit that had appalled me the night before. At the gym, friends were flipping through the newspapers, appalled at all the space Gary Condit consumes while the budget surplus shrinks, the Middle East burns, and a team from the Bronx advances into the Little League World Series. I sat down to join them and got appalled. Then I got up and got appalled while running, lifting weights, stretching, dancing, and swimming. 1, 2, see that interview. 3, 4, deplore, deplore. For a moment, I thought my outrage was weakening, but it was just the strain of lifting a dumbbell. I showered. My ability to be appalled was restored. So you'll hear nothing more about Gary Condit in this hour. Frankly, I'm just, well, you know. So, what's the latest?